Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo a la tierra de la muerte. Not in the land of the dead. I don't know what got into me. But somehow I was a man possessed at the gaming tables. No, we didn't have any slot machines back in Passaic, so I decided to work on that roulette wheel. The one-armed bandits, baccarat. I did them all. Blackjack. And I lost. Oh, every now and then I'd win, and that would encourage me, and I'd go down even deeper. Finally, I said to myself, give me the plane tickets. She said, no. I said, I can win it back. She said, are you out of your mind there? I said, give me the tickets. I probably lost them. She said, now what are we going to do? We have no money. Our hotel reservation is over as of tonight. We have no tickets. We're stuck here. They'll throw us into Mexico. I said, not so fast this time. I wouldn't ask you to do this if it weren't an emergency, but can you see spending the rest of your life in a Mexican jail for theft of services? She said, well, what are we going to do? I said, it's something you can do to get us money, Estelle. Have you seen the way these men have been looking at you? Obviously, they haven't seen a red-haired, freckle-faced girl like that here in La Tierra de la Muerte. She said, do you mean to tell me you want me to, for money, that someone could have slight? Oh, God, how horrible, how hideous. I can't believe it has come to this. My own husband, I said, Estelle, okay, we'll go to jail. No BFD. She said, well, oh, God, I don't know if I'll be able to keep even my guts. I said, Estelle, for me, I'm sorry, I'll make it up to you. So sure enough, she picked some guy up. I could see them haggling. I was hiding under the bed just in case the guy pulled a knife or something. I expected to hear her retch. You can imagine my shock and horror when at the moment of conquest, she screamed, all the way, Jose!
It's the Best of Grease Man Show. On DC 101.